ですか。
Sorry, it's one thing, they are very, very sad. And he cooks
like on this example. So I guess the question is, like, what do you do when it's not cool? Because you have your nervous out. Just got to say,
well, it can.
That seems fine, but you say
no, even one after the other. The other looks, he said, it didn't draw. Then you have the different gears, the nice rob, 32, 64, whatever, different amounts. Still, you have to draw. So the Rebbe said, so was draw lazy? If you really didn't shot your eyes, so why didn't you wear 32 every day? So he said, no. As soon as you wear more than one pair of skillet, you don't wear every time. As soon as you wear more than one pair of skillet, you're essentially making every skillet into a subject skillet. And in our Masora, the way the Rashi comes off, the Rashi Masora is that Rashi Masora is correct. Seder of Parshas. So therefore, any attempt to second guess that is essentially taking an axe and axing away at the Masora. So it can hurt. I mean, that's a bit of gold, not the way we're going to tell Phyllis. The many told the most fine someone started wearing it in his life. I'm fine with someone wearing it in his life. And it wasn't like the most guy in the city.
I guess
it would
be a pianist with my name. I don't know.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Let's finish off first the issue of Ovitzin told us in the role of the Mishkan. There's of course much more to say about it, but we'll, you know, hopefully add to our discussion as we go along in the actual Ovitzin told us. I want to speak just a little bit about Rabbi. I think the last thing we were discussing some other. Okay, well, let's discuss just Rabbi Eliezer for a couple of more minutes. The central question with Rabbi Eliezer is whether or not he has a different perspective on this question itself, in other words, on the relationship between Avos and Toldos, or whether Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is connected to another issue completely. Okay, what issue would that be, Ellie? Chilukatos, explain this a little bit. Right. For splitting up chatos. Basically, all we know is that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Tolda and Lokom Av is Chayav. So that could be, in theory, because he holds that Tolda and Av are really fundamentally different. They're different shemos. Really, the standard of Chiluk Chatos is the same as everybody else's, whatever that is. Let's even say shemos Isur. So the only conclusion to reach then is that he evaluates the relationship between Av and Toldos in a different way. He believes that they're different shemos. The tsura that an av has, let's say, that a tolda does not, is an important discrepancy. The tolda hooks up with its own tsura, and as a result, you have different shemos. The natural application, one of the natural applications, is going to be chiluk hatos, but it won't be limited to chiluk hatos. The real idea of Rabbi Eliezer is that toldos are different shemisa than av. It's going to reflect itself in other issues that go well beyond Hilchos Shkogos and Hilchos Shabbos. Or, what Ellie just suggested, and that's the other possibility, the relationship of Avos and Toldos is not something that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim argue about at all. They agree. Again, within the Chachamim, what we spent the last three or so shiurim on is trying to show that there's a tremendous range. The role of Mishkan, the independence of Toldos from Avos, whether it's Tafel, whether Tafel is an independent or dependent factor, and so on and so forth. Whatever we set up with the Chachamim, within that range, Rabbi Eliezer falls as well. Where Rabbi Eliezer disagrees is in Hilchos Shkogos. It's a Krisus argument, not a Shabbos argument. It's a Krisus argument that affects Hilchos Shabbos, but basically it's limited to Hilchos Shkogos. In which case, we shouldn't be looking for other applications of Rabbi Eliezer in Hilchos Shabbos outside of Shkogos at all. But we might be looking for different applications of Rabbi Eliezer in Hilchos Shkogos itself. Maybe only in Hilchos Shabbos or even beyond. That's harder to know. So of course, in the first semester we discussed this a little bit. The Gemara in Tezbav, the Gemara in Tezayin, and the Gemara in Yutes increases the different views of Rabbi Eliezer, the machlokes between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Eliezer, about Kotzer v'Katzar. Again, if you say Rabbi Eliezer's halacha applies even to Kotzer v'Katzar, then clearly he has a component, at least, of Chiluk Chatos and Shkogos. There may be also two dinim. It could be that he, number one, thinks that it's easier to mechalek Chatos, and number two, he also holds that Toldos are differentiated, more differentiated than from Avos than they are according to the Chachamim. Both things are possible. But certainly, if it's Katzar v'Katzar, that clinches that there's definitely an Hilchos Shkogos element. And even if you say Katzar v'Katzar, no, still the question is open. The possibility that people could have different criteria in Hilchos Shkogos, which would affect this issue, is evident in the Shita of others as well. In particular, in terms of the things that we've already encountered, particularly Uhus Shita, Alechai? What would be a model for Rabbi Eliezer if the focus of Rabbi Eliezer isn't the relationship with Nevis and Tolis, but Shkavas? So who would be similar to Rabbi Eliezer? Which Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva? I'm sorry, Rabbi Yeshua, I was sure. Tamchuyin, yeah, okay, right, exactly. So Rabbi Yeshua's view of Tamchuyin, Michalkin. Again, it's clear that Tamchuyin are not a different shame, sir. But he does think that they're enough to split up Shkagos, Tamchuyin Michalkin. And this, of course, we highlighted earlier in the year by citing the position of Rabbeinu Yechiel also on Tosa Rosh. Rabbi Yechiel in Tosa Rosh is quoted as saying that the Hotzah of the Ani and the Hotzah of the Balabayas are Mechulakim L'chatos. By which we mean, the Hotzah of the Ani, oh, I'm saying this, the Hotzah of the Balabayas, which I call Hotzah Shel Siluk. In other words, the Balabayas is standing on the inside, and he picks up an object, right, and he transports it to the outside, from where he is, which means he's not putting him, taking it towards him, he's pushing it away from himself. It's a hotzah siluk. And then there's the hotzah of the ani, which is a hotzah sabashicha, whatever you call it, everyone, meaning he's on the outside, and he brings the object towards him from the inside to the outside. So there's a huge machlokas rishon, as we discussed, whether or not the difference between hotzah ani and hotzah balabayas matters at all. The Rambam doesn't even quote the cases. Clearly, according to the Rambam, at least Lamaskana, maybe even earlier, right? The difference between Ani and Balabayas in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos is totally unimportant. On the other hand, the Baalei Tosa say one of the reasons that you may need two psukim about Hotzah in the Torah, Oyetze Yishmim Komo, Vayikale Ha'am Mehavi. Is one is for the Hotzah of the Ani, the other is for the Hotzah of the Balabais. Right? And that's the question Rishon asked. So what? I mean, the distinction is great enough that you need two psukim. So the Ramban says, that basin Shabbos, if you already need two psukim, then maybe you should say that it's Chiluk Hatos. He says it as a reductio ad absurdum, right? Meaning, you know, that can't be. So the Ramban himself suggests that maybe one is more mechudash than the other, and maybe the two psukim is to teach you that both, not one for each, but you know, if you only had one pasuk, you would have taken the more obvious one. Which is the more obvious one? That too is a debate among the Rishonim. But the siluk or the meshicha is the more obvious hotzah. Okay, we're talking about hotzah now, but it's important to know that. But either way, the Ramban says im kvar az kvar, if you really need two psukim, like Baalei Tosa say. Then you should really think of Tartu Chatos, and it can't be that much. So at best you could say the two psukim are to teach you the more chamor, the more the least obvious of the two. Okay. The Rambam doesn't think that's true either. The Rambam just doesn't think all things relevant at all. But the truth is that Rabbeinu Yechiel, quoted in Tosa Rosh, says exactly what the Ramban says you should say if you're going so far. He says that if you do Hotzas Ani and Hotzas Balabayas, the Halamechad, so that's remarkable. Okay. And yet he says, you'll ask me the question, so how are there 39 Ovis Malacha, there should be 40? Two for Hotzah. He says, because Hotzah, Shem Echad, who, or Shem Achasi, I guess the front of it really says. Anybody have the language there in front of them? No. Okay. They have it in the back of some of the Gemaras now. The Tosa Rosh on Beis Medrash. So that's the Rabbeinu Yechiel. Why am I telling you all this? Basically, what we see from Rabbeinu Yechiel is that you can have one shame, and if it's considered a different surah, a different Ba'is Adera, it's hard to say it's a different shame halacha. It's pushing it to say that it's a different surah. Right? It's one thing to say what the Ramban says. I would have thought, you know, only the Siluk, not the Meshicha. Only the Meshicha, not the Siluk. Yeah, go ahead, Ashrei, go ahead.
Sorry?
Yeah, shame. So he says he wants to have his cake and eat it too. You're not going to count it as a separate av in the Mishnah, kashem hotzah, see? But there will be chiluk katos. In a sense, that's parallel to, again, you don't have to paskin them. Nobody paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, I don't think. But as we pointed out, Rabbi Yeshua is based on two assumptions. Number one, that even without separate shemos, you can have chiluk katos. And number two, that based on separate ma'isaveiros, in other words. And number two, that tamchuyin establishes different ma'isaveiros. So if you reject the first point, namely that, you know, absent a different shemos, there's no chiluk katos. So there's no way to rehabilitate Rabbi Yeshua. If you argue on the second point, he's right that ma'isaveiros, even within one shem iser, can establish chiluk katos. What he's wrong about is his idea that tamchuyin, you know, that the way that chalav is prepared, somehow that makes it into a different kafzer, ma'isaveira. That's irrelevant. The culinary part of chalav and the halachic part of chalav have nothing to do with each other. But lui tzuyah, you could come up with some other way to show me that different tzuros exist, different ma'isaveiras within a shem. I'll agree with Rabbi Yeshua's concept that chalav katov. That's Rabbeinu Yechiel. Two psukim establish that the two hotzahs are different, and even if they're one shame, they're different, they're chiluk l'chatos. So that could be the idea behind Rabbi Eliezer, too. It's certainly true if it's katzah v'katzah. Katzah v'katzah means it doesn't integrate into a single act. Two ma'isaveiros, even if it's the same shame and the same tzura, done at two different times. Maybe it depends whether esher b'vasachas, if it's esher b'vasachas, so it's ribui, shurin, it's hemsheikh. And if it's not, then it's a separate ma'isa. And even if you don't go that far, if you hold like Rabbi Yosef, so what? So we're saying katsa v'katsa is a repeat performance. But again, lu yitzuya, you can come up with something that's not a repeat performance, even if it's one shame, it'll be a separate chiluk katos. That's the idea here. So it could be that that's clear in one of the shittos of the Rishonim anyway. Namely, but that's the idea of Rabbi Eliezer, in which case it's not an obvious and toldos issue, or at least it doesn't have to be. Where does that emerge clearly? In which shita? Yossi? Which also rush? Compares? Well, you raised that question, whether or not Rabban Rav Yossi. Yeah, read the line. That's, I think, you know, too correct. But, I mean, quotes the Gemara in Croesus and Rabban Rav Yossi, right? That's what you're referring to? So that's not clear, though, meaning, the Rabbah part is clear. And if you would say Rabbah, so what are you going to say? Once you say Rav Yosef, so it's not clear that he's saying, even a Libra Rav Yosef, it's a din of chiluk katos, and that's why you can say it. Or that according to Rav Yosef, it's a difference between shemos, but Avatold is also different shemos. And it's not so clear. But what's clear, I think, is Tosis. Which Tosis? Yehuda? Ari? Yeah. What does Tosis say in Sadi Amarana? What's the case there? Yeah, Kupas Harochlin, and you have different minim inside the Kupa. Yeah, the Gemara needs to tell you that even though you're carrying this one kli with different minim inside it, that you're only chayav achas. It's a very strange Gemara. So the question we're trying to ask is, what does Tosa say? Tosa originally says that maybe Nodal means Zev and the Skaper because of Nodal Zev. Tosa says it's all one integrated thing. What are you talking about? Correct. So Tosa says, V'ri matzav Yerushalmi, ilu hotzi v'hotzi, klum uchai v'la'achas, l'nitzcho l'rabba lazer. Shalot tomar minim harbe, yasu kehalomos harbe, now why should, what does Rabbi Eliezer have to do with halamos harbe? Why are minim harbe kalamos harbe? Right? Rabbi Eliezer just said that you're chayav for toldim b'makomav. So if the reason that you're chayav for toldim b'makomav is because there are two different shemos, and that's the reason why there's chiluk katos, then what does that have to do with har bei minim, the kli echad? Domela halomos har bei. Kamash malon. And then there's a girsa issue, pirish. So kedaitach the minim mechalkim. Then it says, Kedamer Rabbi Yeshua, Tamchuyim Bechalkin. Niu, Havle Lahaski Rabbi Yeshua. Instead of Rabbi Eliezer. And then on the side, the Marshal here says, Niu, Havle Lahaski Rabbi Yeshua. Ela Ratzalom Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayim Atolda B'makomav. So this is the whole discussion here. Yeah.
I think the Marshal says that
the Rabbi Eliezer increases. Yeah, well, of course, the Rabbi Eliezer increases is... Vlados kiyotzim, lav kiyotzim. Depends which Rabbi Eliezer, right? So if it's katzav katzav rabba, then that's fine. That's what the Marshal adds, toldim b'makomav. If it's not only rabba, then the point is, it appears that Rabbi Eliezer is being understood, even outside of rabba, even within Rabbi Yosef, in terms of chiluk katzav. And once that's true, it doesn't eliminate the possibility that he also has a different view on av and tolda, but it's not clear anymore that he does. It's quite possible that it's unnecessary to come to that conclusion anymore. If Rabbi Eliezer, that's what I mean, if Rabbi Eliezer is quoted in other Hilchos Shkagos and he's equated with Rabbi Yeshua, and it's like that idea of Rabbi Chil and Tosa Rosh, so then it takes the emphasis away from the discrepancy which is told it out. On the other hand, if it's not true at all, if according to Rabbi Yosef, we could say that Rabbi Eliezer is basically like the Chachamim. And it's only Abba told of being different cheftzas, different shemos, that's important. Then it has nothing to do with Kufas Aroch. So then maybe Rabbi Yeshua, but not Rabbi Eliezer. So basically, these seem to be the two perspectives in Rabbi Eliezer. On the one hand, as we mentioned, the Gemara Baba Kama transitions very easily, and our Gemara in Sadi Bama Beis and Shabbos. You know, Ma'ika ben Abba told of. You know, Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer says how to understand the Gemara. Is the Gemara saying, what do you say for the Chachamim? You know, then they yawn a little bit after they answer. And what about Rabbi Eliezer say? Meaning it's all one continuum. You know, Nafkamina, another Nafkamina. He can't use that Nafkamina. He's another Nafkamina. Or Baba Kama, you know, told the same kiyotzah they have for the Chachamim. And, told the same kiyotzah for the Rabbi Eliezer too. But Ma'ika, need another Nafkamina, fine. Basically, there's no argument about the nature of Avin Tolda. The argument of Tolda Mokamav is about Chiluk Katos. Or, no, that when the Gemara brings it, what the Gemara really means is, good, this is Rabbi Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, a Tolda is like an Av. It's independent. It's a separate Shemisur, Ma'ika, or Baba Kama. It's not Kiyotza Behem, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Right? It's a separate shame completely. So why do we even call one an Av and one a Tolda? Right? That's the way to look at it. Or the emphasis of the Gemara increases. Tezayin and Aleph, Tezayin and Beis. Right? Lav Kiyotza Behen, perhaps. Yeah. So, in connection with this, it's interesting to note that the other discussions in the Rishonim, the Ramban here and some of the Rishonim above the Kama as well, Rabban and Talibav, right? Rabban challenges. Maybe the whole scheme of Avos and Toldos doesn't even exist for Rabbi Eliezer. How do you know that it does? Obviously, he's not the author of the Mishnah. If the reason the Mishnah says 39 is to teach you Chiluk Katos, or if that's the maximum, so if that's true, how do you know that Rabbi Eliezer believes that there's something called Avos and something called Toldos, two different institutions in Halacha? That's already pretty radical. That has nothing to do with Chiluk Katos. That's the statement, that's Rabbi Eliezer inside of Hilchos Shabbos. The whole scheme's different. Ramban ultimately concludes, even Rabbi Eliezer believes in Avos and Toldos. How do you know it? We're not sure how we know it, but we know it. But the fact that he could even consider the possibility that the Hilchos Shabbos looks different for Rabbi Eliezer than it does for the Chum, that already establishes that it's not just Hilchos Shkagos that's going on here. Right? The Ramban is not sure, and some of the Rishonim and Ayin Hayim would base as well. Maybe there aren't 39 of us Malacha according to Rabbi Eliezer. Even if there are of us in Tolos. Right? But how do we know? How do we know that that they're 39? The Ramban says maybe two days in the Ramban, maybe Shogun and the Daktek isn't just Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer too. So just because he's not the author of the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, or because again he has a whole different perspective on Uncle Shabbos. Call it Elvis Kovas told us, but still it's different. What about the role of the Mishkan according to Rabbi Eliezer? Again, if even told us the Mokom Av or Chayiv, so maybe maybe the Mishkan is really not as important for Rabbi Eliezer as for the Chachamim. So of course, this connects up with two other issues. One is the Hasra issue, which I already discussed. And the Bali Tosas assume that whatever conclusion you reach for the Chachamim about the Hasra issue, and there are two issues in Hasra, right? Can you be master of the Av for the Tolda? Must you be master of the Av for the Tolda? But Bali Tosas assume whatever conclusion you reach for the Chachamim applies equally to Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why don't they give that nafkamina? The Ramban says, as we discussed, absolutely not. That's part of the debate itself. So that works nicely with Ramban's challenge. Maybe there are no Avos and Toldos, maybe there's no Mishkan, maybe there's no Lama test. Everything is different. It's a whole different Hilchos Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer. Bali Tosfos works nicely according to what they say on the Midot Tzadi Yom Aleph. Namely, Rabbi Eliezer is about Chiluk Katos. He's not about Hilchos Shabbos. He believes in the Mishkan, he believes in the Mishnah. He just has a more flexible view of Chiluk Katos. Hala Rabbi Yoshua. So this we find, as say the Ramban's explicit, you cannot use the Av for the Tolda in Hasra, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Tosfos Shans and Shidduk Betz Bavakama has it the other direction. Even if you need the Av for the Tolda, according to the Chachamim, you don't need it for Rabbi Eliezer. That's an interesting middle position. You don't need it, but you can use it. It's possible Rabbi Eliezer has a middle shita. Not that they're separate Shemos Yisr, Avos and Toldos. Maybe for the Chachamim, they're one Shem Yisr, and they're also basically one Ma'is Avera. Fine. Whereas for Rabbi Eliezer, maybe they are one Shem Yisr. Compromise view. But at least they're two Ma'is Averas. Chiluk Hatos maybe depends on Ma'is Averos. Maybe the Hasra depends on either. You could still use the Av, because it is one Shem Yisr. It's not like Kotzer for Tochein or Borer for Tochein, Borer for Merakein, even. Right? But you don't have to, because it is a separate Ma'is Averos. It has some independence. It's not just a Tafa. So that could be a middle position in the position of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so basically to conclude, Ramban has a very terrific line also where he says that in a way Toldos end up being more chamor than the Avos, because Borer, Zorer, Merakeid, he says, end up, did anybody have Ramban? That's how he bought? End up being at least or other things other than Borer, Zorer, Merakeid, he said, end up being one. Shobot of the Daktek. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer's, even for Rabbi Eliezer, once he agrees about Avos. Go ahead. But Toldos, he says, they really generate their own independent status. Go ahead. In the second piece, I think. Yeah? Here's a line. It's an ironic line.
He quotes the Girsa of Hatha by Mishkan Ba Hashiva. He says, "Lama Kamra Fir Hashem Chol Dehavu B'Mishkan Bade Hashiva El Shish Mehen Shigim Bechal Akeros." When Rabbi Eliezer Tzvi Mechashik Luhu, he carried Luhu Taladam, he carried Luhu Av.
So that's the irony Ramban. He doesn't explain why it should be so, but the Ramban points out that irony that sometimes a tolda will achieve greater independence or stature than two of a kotesh will be called tochein or borer or whatever it is, or dash, on the avos level, and toldos of the av will be chayiv shnayim. It doesn't explain why, but that's how it ends up being. So to conclude, it's quite possible there seem to be two or maybe three approaches in the Rishonim about Rabbi Eliezer's shita. The two extremes are Rabbi Eliezer's like the Chachamim, and the difference is only a difference in Hilchos Shkagos, and then we should look for other Hilchos Shkagos applications of this, Shabbos and beyond, maybe even, but you should look for other Hilchos Shabbos issues. One more, of course, which I mentioned, two more. One is the issue of the relationship of Chashivas and the Mishkan, which the Ramban is talking about there. As we discussed, the four or five different shitos and how to read the Girsa, is that only Rabbi Eliezer, or is it even the Chachamim? Is this, should we be medayik in the fact that the Gemara brings it in for Rabbi Eliezer? Should we assume that it's the same for the Chachamim, or it might be different? That's important for this issue. And of course, the other one is again back to Rabbi Yechiel in Bava Kamma. The question of Rabbi Yechiel says, why don't we say the Nafkamina is Tziruf Lashir? And then he says in the end, well, only Hachnasa Notza. But again, to point out, he quotes Yerushalmi, but to point out that even if there's Tziruf Lashir according to Chachamim, the idea that there would be Tziruf Lashir according to Rabbi Eliezer is questionable. Again, Rabbi Yechiel is assuming that there's no difference, that the difference between Rabbi and Chachamim is simply Chayiv Talmud Bakamav, another Nafkamina. But you could say that even if there is tziruf av v'tolda according to Chachamim, there's definitely no tziruf tolda v'av according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so let's move on to the next issue. That will do this for now. Okay.
So that's the pisos. It says the theorist that the front of the Eliezer toldos are separate shingles in the others.
Yeah, I think it works nicely. That's Rashi on Tesvav. Yeah, I think to contrast that with Rashi on your test on the Aleph. Although, not necessarily contrast, that's one other point I wanted to make. Remember that Rashi on your test on the Aleph also says that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't believe in Malachas Machsheves. Right. And there's a debate whether it means in general or, right, I mean, some took it, that also may be, because if the role of the Mishkan for Rabbi Eliezer is downplayed, because he really believes that toldos that avos are not important, and that everything is shame, different shamos, then that could affect the whole issue of Malachas Machsheves as well. So maybe the Rashi in Tes Simon Aleph works with that as well. But definitely Rashi in Krisus on Tezvav is along the lines of the Ramban that Rabbi Eliezer holds toldos to be different shame than the avos. Yeah.
I was gonna
In other words, again, the Tachlis hooks up with the Tzura and creates its own shame, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why he's also, not as far as the Ramban, but it's just the Hasra issue.
Right.
He accents that's the piece, the qualitative difference. Right. In light of that, again, this whole Tzir Fleshir question falls away. Okay. So there are different perspectives in Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim as well. Okay, now let's move on to the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's start with the other Shlomo.
Mabe, Oro, Mapo, Yukansa, Kusichiosios, Namukas, Amna, Toshiosios,
Okay, so this is the famous Mishnah of the Avos Kamachos. So just a few comments on the Mishnah first before we move on to the rest of it. Number one, some of the Achronim noted that the discrepancy between the language of the list of the Mishnah and the way that it's quoted in the Rambam. You know, what do I mean? Anybody notice it? The Magen Mishnah points it out. Yeah. What do you mean? Talks about? Zriya. Yeah. So the Magen Mishnah points this out. Again, when Rambam speaks about the individual malachos, he goes back to the way they're spoken of in the Mishnah. But in Perek Zayin Aleph, the Rambam has malachos, shechayavan on the skin of a karsim, bezim, a karbon, chattis, bishkaga, mehen ovos, mehen toldos, minayin kalovos, malachos, arvoyim, chasarachas, elohim, hacharisha, zriya, hakatira, haimur, hadisha, hazriya, habrera, hatchina, harkada, halisha, and so on and so forth, hautzom, rishus, rishus. So the Rambam doesn't formulate them in the active way, but as malachos. And the Magen Mishnah just notes this. Is the Magen Mishnah? Mm-hmm. I thought it was. Guess the Mishnah? One second. No, the Magen Mishnah. So the Magen Mishnah says, Mishnah Sham, the Kula Niskru Sham de Lashon Ha'adam Ha'poel. Kamaram Hazare Akorish, Rabbeinu Hiskir Shem Hapula, the Kulam Shah Bavishna Kutzman Asirtut, and so on. Okay. We'll get to that, hopefully we'll get to Kosa. So that's just the Ha'ara that the Magen Mishnah makes. Some Achronim suggest, I think the Magen Avos suggests this, that maybe the Rambam's Lashitasa that he paskins Melachshen Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv. For everybody else, you know, it's important to emphasize the Gavra, you know, because his input, his purpose, you know, is very important. That Zriya is taking place is not important. The important thing is that he's a Zoreya, that he's a Chorish, that he's a Kotzim, that he's a Ma'amah, that he's a Dosh, and so on. But for the Rambam, passing Boshet Zrichon Gufachayim, so it's a din in Zriya, Ktzira, Krisha, it's all a din in the Shem Malacha. The Kavanah Sagavra, on the Tachlis level at least, you have to have Kavanah to do the Malacha, but you don't have to have Kavanah for the Tachlis HaMalacha. That's why the Rambam uses that formulation. Maybe. Interesting. I once saw the Sefer Mishnah Savram. That's a Rav Price Sefer Tzadik HaBracha that I mentioned earlier in the year. It's like a Minchas Chinuch on the Smag, kind of. So he has a different suggestion. He says that the Rambam formulated it this way because he thinks that malachos are consequence-driven rather than action-driven. It could be that these two things are connected. Maybe the reason to think that malachos and tzricha legufa is chayiv more than patur is connected to a focus on the totsa'ah rather than on the... Because that could go either way. That, I think, is open to question. But what he was suggesting was that do you look at the malachos in terms of the maisa or in terms of the results that they create? The truth is, as we go along, this is a legitimate question to ask about each of the malachos. I don't know whether you have to take a position about all the malachos. I think it's more likely that different malachos, you'll come to different conclusions, and that is reflected in the specific deal. But it's an interesting suggestion. In most cases, all things being equal, the maisa and the result are bevasachas. There are some malachos where you have a timeline, you know, from one to the other. Zareya, Ofet, most notably. Moreover, in some cases, you have the factor of grama in the malacha. Sugida, Kufchaf, and Shabbos seems to exclude grama in malacha Shabbos, all things being equal. But we also know the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Samech, which we've spoken of a number of times, Malachas Machshavos also Torah Lechumra, right, that Zorah, the Gemara there seems to be saying that Grama works for Shabbos. Except that, as we know, there are two ways to interpret the Gemara. The Rush Alatar has both interpretations. Either the Gemara is saying, Melechma Shabbos Asur Torah, and Grama is therefore Asur. Or the Gemara is saying, no, that's something unique. This is what Zorah happens to be. Zorah is the use of wind, you know, in this fashion. It's not grama, that's the process of Zohar. But this question of grama in Malachos may be related to this question, to the question of creating a result, in which case we don't care about the grama, or focusing on a Bais Adera, in which case maybe grama is a chisara. So in Bishul, let's say in Zoreya, it's very palpable, this issue, because you have the time lag. And the question is, what is the relationship between Shlav Rishon and Shlav Sofi, you know, the first and the final phases? In other Malachos, maybe the way that it's implemented, you know, is correct. Can you do it Lamaisa, Alacha Lamaisa? Can you do some of these Malachos? Can you do some of these Malachos with a machine? Is that Darabanan or Daraisa? Say you do Zareya through a machine. I think the Chazon Ish discusses that in his comments on Zareya. And he thinks Zareya is focused on the end result, perhaps even through a machine. Tochein, big discussion in the Achronim. Tzad, let's say you set the, that's not a machine, but let's say you set the trap up and the animal falls into a nail. Is that tzad, or do you have to do something more active? You have to literally bag your prey. I think that's how we say it in the hunting world. You have to bag your prey. It's not enough to lay the trap or set the trap. Again, is that only because of Shem Al Tasa, Kumbase, maybe? Or is it, again, if it's the result or creating the result, then it doesn't really matter whether you bag the prey or you snare him in a trap that catches him to Shem Al Tasa. If we need a Maisa, so this is an issue throughout all the Malachos. The nature of the Shiurim, the nature of Grama, and so on and so forth. Shnaim Shasu in some cases might be dependent upon these issues. It's food for thought, you know, this point in the Rambam about the language. Okay, that's point number one. Number two, the Gemara says immediately, so I'll go ahead, but Ayin Gimel, the first line. Yeah. So again, just to sum up what we've seen already many times, the Pashtus, what the Gemara is saying, the Gemara doesn't ever say it explicitly this way, but the simple way that it's understood, based on the Gemara in Samach Tes, and Ayin, Omen Aleph, and again, an Ayin Aleph, it sounds like Shlomo Dawar. And what the Gemara means is, what? Hey, what did you say just in here? Yeah, but chiluk katos. What are chiluk katos? Number one, that there is chiluk katos. Okay. And number two, that? I don't know about that. These are different bais averos, if bais averos are not. But the point is that you can't. This is an outer. It sounds like it's an outer limit. Not the chiddush isn't that you can have so many. The chiddush is that you can't have any more. What? Right. You can never do more than 39 behalamecha. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. But the Gemara never says it explicitly. But it really sounds an awful lot like that. The problem is that here and there we encounter some evidence that is against that. The Rabbeinu Chiel and Tosa Rosh that we just read is one of them. Again, I tried valiantly, but unsuccessfully, in the beginning of the year. It sounds like if you do the two Hotzaos together with the other Malachos, that you should be Chayav 40, according to Rabbeinu Chiel. I don't know what you do with the implication of the Gemara. Mechamer, according to one view of the Ramban. And I mentioned earlier in the year that the Ramban in Kufnun Gimel asks the question, according to Rav Zera, who says that Mechamer, Mechayv Chatos, Mechamer Achor Behemto, so he says, why isn't it in the Mishnah? It should have been the 40th Malacha. So the Ramban gives two answers to that question. One is, it's not a 40th Malacha, it's a derech of doing the 39 Avos Malacha. It's doing the 39 Avos Malachos through your behema, remote control. Now that might be very relevant from Zera to what we just discussed a second ago. Do you have to do the Maisa Zera? Do you have to be responsible for the result? Maybe this is a way of getting the result without doing the action. Right? Do you have your behema? Do it actually the... I think Afike Yam says this I think Choresh, that even if it's set aside the Mechamer, that if you use your behema for Harisha, you know, that might be Harisha, that's Dera Harisha. Right? And that's an av malacha. Okay. So the Ramban says, according to Rav Zeira, who says Yechayev Chatos, it's the derech of, it's a derech of asiyas malachas. So I'm just adding, maybe according to that view, if that's really what's meant by it, it puts a focus on the result rather than the action. But it isn't the 40th malacha. But then the Ramban is an inami. It's according to the Hirschler Ramban, is it second answer to the question. The second answer to the question is, well, we don't mention it in the Mishnah because it still involves all the other malachos. So it isn't a different surah. But it sounds like he's saying, but in Achanami, according to Rav Zeira, it is a different mechayim. There's an av malacha called mechamer. If you do any of the 39 avos malacha by inspiring your behema, then that is an av malacha in its own right. And it sounds like you'd be chayim 40. It's just not mentioned in the Mishnah because it isn't a different surah of the Chatzis Shel Malacha. So it sounds like there's a begrudging right, acknowledgement that there could be more than 40 avos malacha, like Rabbeinu Yechiel. That's not the dominant answer in the Ramban, but according to that answer, it sounds like it. Or another Ramban on the Mishnah. The Ramban asks the question on this Mishnah, namely, Eli? That's related to Mem Test, but on the Mishnah 9 Gimel, it's a very specific question. Daniel? What about, why not count, Yossi? Mavid Al Amos is one, but before that even, that he answers separately. True, he asks about Mavid Al Amos. And what else? Yoni? Moshe, excellent. What does he answer about Moshe? The other man there? Okay, well, what does he say? What's the thrust of his answer? It's partially according to Rishalmi. Same Rishalmi that we know that the Tosfos quotes on Rav Gimel ben Aleph. Again? Yeah, that's one. He says number one, that's not number one, I think it's number three. But it doesn't matter. Number one, there's no toldos to Moshe.
So it's not the Mishnah.
Number two, Shlaim Shasu. Right? So he has basically, what he's trying to show is that Moshe is unique. What he's not saying is what some other Rishonim say. What do some other Rishonim say? Like the Rambam, for example. What's the Rambam's view of Moshe? It's a Tolda. Moshe? Moshe and Zorek, according to the Rambam, are Toldos. Where do you get that? It's another Av? What? Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, the Rambam mentions it, but both, again, Yochas Shkogos, when he talks about, in Perek Yudalet, Halacha Beis, when the Rambam talks about Bitul Miktsas and Kiyum Miktsas, in Horos, Param Nor Shel Tzibur, the Rambam we've spoken about. So he says, Moshit and Zorek are Toldos. Right? And the same is true in Hukos Shabbos. Ram says that here in Perek Yudbeis. Rambam says, Hazorik Mishus Lashus or Moshit, Areza told us Motzi V'chayim. V'chein Hazorik or Moshit B'yado, and so on. So the, and many other Rishonim say this, that Moshit is a told, the discrepancy, that's what we spoke of before, that's one of the Mishkan issues. Right? The, how big are the discrepancies of Moshit? Lamala Miyud, Shnayim, Mershus Hayachid, Mershus Hayachid, Derech, Mershus Harab, the classic motion, the motion of the Golos. Right? How big a discrepancy are they? And how problematic are they? Okay. So that has to do with the role of the Mishkan. It also has to do with, are they going to fit in as a separate Tolda or not? As a soul, are they going to fit as a Tolda, or are they necessarily a separate Av? But it sounds like the Ramban is saying that for these reasons that I mentioned in the Mishnah, but Lui and Surya, you did it with the others. You'd be chayav a separate out. Yeah.
By definition, when we said that if there are more than 39 halos,
yeah.
Is it possible to say that when you do all the way, would still be only 39?
That's what I wanted to say in the beginning of the year. I don't know if you were
yeah, I was,
there for that part. That's what I was trying to say, but I don't know if it works.
I
I mean, when you do the full complement, it's different. Mashal ma davar doma. What I was trying to say then is something like the Ritva says about zomer noteya, zomer zoreya. If you do noteya, zoreya, and zomer together, you don't bring a separate carbon. But if you did zomer and zoreya, you'd bring a separate carbon. I was trying to say something like that about Rabbeinu Yechiel and about these other cases in the beginning of the year. Again, say that one more time.
Anyone who questions the number of 39 and the significance of the number,
right,
then is saying that if it be 40 avos or 41 avos, whatever it is, by definition, is also argument of Yochanan.
Which one, Yochanan?
Here, that says that there are only 39.
Well, I mean, that's a statement of Rabbi Yochanan.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's a statement of Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Yeah. I mean, unless you say what you're suggesting, which is what I was trying to say earlier in the year. Right. Yeah. I think you have to say. Or that there are 39. Again, for the Ramban and Mechamer, it's not so bad, because there still are really 39. But it's just not true that you'll never get, or maybe it is. In other words, what Ellie's suggesting, what I was suggesting earlier in the year, is that really it seems like if you do, let's say, Moshit and Hotzah together, you'll be Chayshnai. If you do Mechamer and one of the other Melachos together, you'll be Chayiv Shnai. If you do a Hotzah de Balabayas and Hotzah de Ani together, you'll be Chayiv Shnayim. But if you do all Lamites, all Vos Malachos, you'll never bring more than Lamites. That's what you want to say. Right? And why would that be true? So I was trying to say in the beginning of the year, because, again, something similar to what the Ritva said. The Ritva said that if you do Zomer and you do Zoreya, you're Chayiv Shnayim. If you do Zomer, Zoreya, Noteya, so the discrepancy between Zomer and Zoreya is bridged by Noteya. There isn't enough differentiation once you have Noteya. Noteya is very similar to Zoreya. Zomer is a function of Noteya, so the difference gets lost in the mix. Something like that. Or, the Lamites Ovos Malachos are the full range of everything. You can't, when you do all of them, then the differences fall away. It's like, you know, a massive Los Asako Malach. Something like that. Maybe. But where it falls down is this question of the sugya of Zadon Shabbos Hashigas Malach. That's really where. Let's say you knew Moshit and you didn't know the other 39. So should you still be Chayiv 39? Or according to Rabbeinu Yechiel, you knew Hotzah the Balabayas, but you didn't know Hotzah the Asher. Shouldn't you be Chayiv 39? Or let's say you know Mechamer. Sure, ask anyway, but for different reason, right? But you don't know not Rav Zera, you don't know everything else, or you know Moshe, you don't know everything else. That's where it breaks down a little bit. So maybe it doesn't. Right? Maybe there are two questions here. One is, what do you do with the language of Rabbi Yochanan, and the other is, what do you do with the implication of the sugya that you don't have any hechatimtzi of something which is chayiv you kares to know and still to be chayiv 39 of us. As far as the second question is concerned, you're right. That's implicit, not explicit, and it has to argue with that. As far as Rabbi Yochanan's statement, you could still live with it. Maybe. But the point I'm trying to make is that there are several exceptions to this. One is Rabbi Yechiel. The other is Mechamer, according to the second day of Ramban, in Rav Zera. Moshe, according to the Ramban. And possibly Rosh Hashanah. What Dasi mentioned is also correct. Again, Yerushalmi has a daya. Rosh Hashanah is an av in its own right, and it's a separate av in Minyan HaMishnah. Presumably a separate av malacha too. Chiluk malachos. In all these cases, our Rishonim would deny it. Again, we'll bring two more examples. Kotesh, according to the Ritva's reading of Rashi. Right? Kotesh b'samamanim, there are 40. It's only Sidura de Pas, that's 39. Or, the Ritva's reading of Rashi, right, Zomer, the Zoreya. Let's say you don't do Noteya. Let's say you do Zoreya and Zomer and the other Malachos. Right, according Ritva's reading of Rashi, you'll be chayiv 40, not 39. Whereas almost all other Rishonim about all these cases will say they're toldos, they're subsumed, they're not really avos. Yeah.
Yeah. We often say that the 39, we say that fundamentally the 39, the same way if you did something with the second column, you would that would count for me.
Right.
So these things like technical differences, why you have seven, not necessarily because it's, you wouldn't necessarily have the same Shepherd Av, but because it's being done in a different way, because you're doing it through the means of the Hammer, so therefore because it's a different way of violating, it's almost like an Isser Kali of Shabbos, so therefore you're five separate. It's not, that doesn't get counted in terms of the meaning of 39,
because the meaning
of 39
we're counting. I mean, that's the answer to Ramban. You know, the Ramban says, but in other words, Ramban says, so why, according to Zera, isn't it in the Mishnah? I'm saying the second answer to Ramban is because it doesn't entail a new tzuras on the lapa. It's just a different way of doing it. The first answer to Ramban is, all Pidin is just a different way of doing it. It's not an ob at all. Right? You can do it with your hands, you can do it with your remote control. You behave with your remote control. Those are two methods of doing. It's not two avos. The second day of the Ramban seems to be it is two avos, but since it doesn't express itself in a different suras, hamalacha, just in a different method of doing it, even though that is a different av, in other words, if you were to do machamer zoreya and zoreya zoreya, be a daim, be chayav shtayim, according to the second day of the Ramban. That's what you're saying.
Right.
So that explains the Mishnah, that explains Rabbi Yochanan fine. That works for machamer. That answer will work for Rabbi Yochanan from a Kana. It won't work for Moshe.
Well, didn't you say Moshe is really like a type of? It's really, it's not separate enough from Hosah to be a separate Av. It's just an exceptional type of Hosah.
You could say that. I'm just saying Ramban doesn't say that. I think other Rishonim say that. It's a Tolda. Say it's a Tolda. It's a remote and exceptional Tolda.
But it's also still, but you're still kind of separate. It's not. It's not.
What do you mean? Are you chayiv? If you do Moshe and Motzi, are you chayiv shnayim or not?
Yeah.
It's almost like it's a toldah, but it's possible. Except that again, Rabbi Yechiel is explaining that it doesn't deserve to be in the Mishnah because Shem Otzah Echad is Achasi. The Ramban is saying it really would have been in the Mishnah, except that it's just so unusual that we're not going to put it in the Mishnah.
He's not saying it's not unusual, he's saying it's not really significant.
He's not saying it's not significant, he's just saying it's unusual. I mean, the Ramban's language is Hoshata is Shnayim, Hoshata doesn't have toldos, Hoshata is a Beri of a Chiyasso, but in Rokhanami, it's a separate Av. That's different than Rabbi Yechiel, who says it's not a separate Av, it's just Kilo Chatos. Chilchatos is hard enough to deal with. Right? But you're suggesting, well, yeah, but that's not a problem with the mission. It's a problem with Zadon Shabbos. I agree. Or whether you're chayv, can you ever be chayv for more than 39? It's not a problem with the language of the mission. I agree. But Moshe, is the Ramban is giving a different kind of. It's so different that it doesn't belong with the rest. But in terms of its stature, it belongs with the rest. It sounds like the Ramban thinks that, you know, if you were to do Moshit and Hotzah together, you'd chayiv shnayim because of different avos, not just because of different surahs. Other Rishonim say Moshit is a Tolda. No question. I mean, Rambam says Moshit is a Tolda. Tosa says Moshit is a Tolda. Some of them also then downplay the differences. Rabban may be playing up the differences. The Ritvas, we also noted, I mentioned, the Ritva says it has to be Dafka Yedei Shnayim. Not that it can be Al Yedei Shnayim, that it is Shnayim Shosu, it's not just you need another guy to be the receiver. Right? The Ritva also seems to say, like the Ramban, that Hoshata is not just a Talmud. Yeah?
Can we bring the Ramban, the Rashba, maybe the Rambam is reading more on basing the basis from the Hashbasa also into this, being an Av?
No, that's the same Av, that's a Me'ina Av. There's a big difference between saying something is a Me'ina Av as opposed to a Tolda and saying it's a different Av. It's almost opposite. Right? No one said of the Rishonim or the Gemara that Haknasa is a separate Av and it should be separate on the Minyan Mamates. They're just saying the difference between Hotzah and Haknasa is so negligible. It's Akiras Chesed Tamir Shuso or Chivat Meshuyos, so it doesn't matter in which direction. That's the idea that Haknasa could be an Av. That's the Ramban Shita, that's the Ramban Shita. as opposed to Bala, tells us to say it's still a total. That's totally different than saying that you'd be Chai Shnayim, which is what they're saying for Moshe. So again, to sum up, you have Rabbeinu Yechiel, you have Mechamer according to Abzera, according to the second day of the Ramban, you have Moshe according to the Ramban, and Ritzva. I think actually the Ritva says it would not be Chayiv Shnayim Yachad, even though he does play up the difference, but the Ramban implies it. Then you have Dawud Amos Mishasarab according to the Yerushalmi. Now some people say that the Dawud Amos Yerushalmi is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rabbi Yehuda says Shovin in the Dak take a Lav Dafka 39, so he'll extend the Dawud Amos Mishasarab as well. For other Rishonim, this is a huge problem, because Gemara says about Dawud Amos Mishasarab Hilchaso Gemiri law. So why isn't it a 40th of Malacha? According to one day in Yerushalmi, it is. If it isn't Rabbi Yehuda, it's very, very significant. Right. So there, of course, you have the other Ramban, who says what? Hashama? You see Ramban? You see? The other line of the Ramban. Why not Dalad Amos Mishas Arabim? But you know? Yes, so the Ramban says what the Balamor said before him. Balamor says it in Tzadi Vavim Beis. That is what the Gemara says. So Gemiri La, it means, we discussed this a little bit already, that Dalad Amos is not a separate Mechayiv. Dalad Amos is Me'ein Ha'av, or it's a Tolda of Hotsa, namely Tzchilo for Shuyas. Where the Balamor says that just like in Kinyanim, the Dalad Amos are Kona for you, so too, Dalad Amos is considered your domain, it's considered Rishus. Aye, that's only a Dindrabanan. So number one, the Rishonim will think it's Daraisa, with regard to Get. And Tosas Reed has that view in Bamatzia. And number two, the point may be that, very simply, what Balamor is trying to Balamor knew was Drabanan. He felt it was Drabanan. What he was saying was, this is a Drabanan. The Drabanan of Chotzer, Shaladam, or Kinyan Shal, Kinyan Dalad Amos is based on a Daraisa Chalos, which is that Dalad Amos is considered your sphere of influence, your domain. The fact that that's enough to be a Chotzer, considering that it changes every time you move, that's a Drabanan. But it's a Drabanan, which is Kain Daraisa. It's based on the idea, there's a kernel, which is Daraisa here, and that is the concept that a person's Dalad Amos is his sphere of influence. And that's something with Tchumin and other things. When you say you have Dalad Amos, that the concept of Dalad Amos Shalodam is possibly a Daraisa. Some Rishonim disagree. That's the point. So then it's basically Chilul Pshus. So then Dalad Amos integrates fully. The halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim is to teach you that this halacha that we extend Chilul Pshus to Dalad Amos, then all the halachas should be the same. According to the Rishonim and the Gemaras, which seems still to make distinctions between Dalad Amos and the Rishuyos, which is not for now, but there are some of those. The Meiri, in particular, has this view on Daf Gimel. And Reb Chaim had this view in his stencils in Ksuvah, Daf Lamed Aleph. Again, the details are not important for now. The Meiri in Sukkah, there are a whole group of Rishonim who seem, the Gemara, essentially, a number of places. We spoke a little bit about the implication of Ayin Gimel Lamed Aleph, by the Skavi Lizrok Shnayim Vizarak Dalid, or Dalid Vizarak Shnayim. We spoke a little bit about it. It comes up in a number of sugyas in Shabbos. In some cases, it seems that Dalad Amos Brishus Arabim is not Chilul Pshus, but it's a shear of Dalad Amos. So if you say that, one of the afterreads could be what is the status of less than the shear of Dalad Amos? If it's a change in the Rishus, that's all or nothing. You can't have Chatzi Shir. Right? The Ritzva on Ayin Dalad Amin Aleph, when the Gemara says it's Chatzi Shir for Borer and for Ofet, so the Ritva says, but not for Dalad Amos Rishus Arabim. Shnayim Amos Rishus Arabim, he says, is nothing. Right? But that works out very well, because the Ritva, like the Ramban, like many of the Chachmei Sfarad, adopted this view of the Balamor. Umiyu v'mavir pachos midalad amos leka eli surid rabbana. Kiduch v'chol duchti v'bahal leka shumak kiras chepetz v'mikobo. Okay, they point out that that's a little bit against the Ritva that we read on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, right in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, where Niskavin, Lizrok, Shnayim, Lizarak, Arba, There the Ritva says, Pirush Rashi, etc. Lepi Perush, according to Rabbi Yitaram, Kahu, Hoil Va'arba, Belo Tarti Lo Mizdaki, Vishimokom, Gamashtayim Bechal Melechas Isur, Hol Ushte Amos Mixas Isurheim, Vikarina Be'ashar Chotava. So is this only for Rabbi Yitaram, but the Ritva himself doesn't hold that way? Or some of the, footnote writers here, suggest, no, that's two different issues. One is, if you go less than four amos, you've done nothing. There's no chatzi shir. It's a chatzi malacha. Or not even a chatzi malacha. It's just nothing. Because the four amos represent a big circle. That's your domain. It's like walking in Rosh Hashayachid until you reach the outer perimeter. So you've done nothing. It's not even chatzi malacha. It's nothing. It's not even zeo kev zeminiyach. However, once you walk the four amos, the question then will be, your last step is the whole malacha, that's the chilul pshus, or going milsul meir from a prayer, you move the whole four amos, so even the two amos were part of the ma'isa veira. They're two different issues. If you do less, until you do the whole thing, you've done nothing. When you do the whole thing, does it turn out that everything that you did was part of that ma'isa? Interesting. Okay. Anyways, the point is, if you take a strict balamor view, my personal opinion is that the Balamor is the first person to say this idea. I think it's a wonderful idea. I like it very, very much. But I don't think it's the universal view of Talmud Amos Pshus HaRabim Hilchos Gemira by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not aware of the fact that Rashi or Tosas believe in this. I also happen to think that the Rambam holds exactly a parallel opposite. I think all the Chachmei Sfard were very enamored with the Balamor. It solves a lot of problems. It explains why Rosh Hashanah is not separate in the Mishnah. It explains why there's an Onesh for Rosh Hashanah. They all ask, the Ramban quotes it. The Ra'ah also later on. The Ein Onshin Min Adin. Can you give an Onesh for Halacha L'Moshe Misina? Right? It explains many things. It also leaves many things open and difficult. The Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta seems to, speak about walking Dalet Amos as if each Amo really is very important. It's a place that if you put it down, it's potur, but it's not integrated to the extent like walking in Rosh Hashanachin. Some of the nafkamina between Rosh Hashanachin and Chil Pashus, it's not for now, but there are some Gemaras, Tzirah Pashus, Tzirah, I quoted earlier today, some people have to be there, Daf Peyam and Aleph, the Sugin Daf Peyam and Aleph, that you can have Chatzi, Grogeris, in the Chilul Pashus. The question is whether the same halacha would apply for Rosh Hashanah or not. There are many, many issues that the Gemaras, Rishonim, Achronim deal with in which the distinctions may emerge. If so, the problem of why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah and the Yerushalmi view that it's a separate av malacha become very important, becomes significant. And I said, I think the Rambam happens to hold the parallel opposite of the Balamor Ramban, in the sense that he holds that Hotsam, Shus, Shus, and Dawud Amos are Me'ein Osa'av, they're one and the same. But instead of saying that they're all Chilul Pashus and Dawud Amos is a big circle, I think what he really means is you have to do a Maisa Hotsah of significance and of stature. And that is reflected either by the Shir of Dawud Amos or by the crossing of the threshold from one Rishus into another. That gives the action a Chashivos. That's how I understand the Rambam here in Halacha Tes, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes, Ein Avotzim Rishus Lishus Chayv Ad Sheyotzik Shir HaMoel. When the Rambam says Shir HaMoel, I think he has three things in mind. Number one, Grogeris. Number two, Dawud Amos Rishus HaRabin. And number three, Chilul Pashus. That's what he says. Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabin, Rishus HaRabin Rishus HaYachid, V'yakar Rishus of Yaniach Rishus Shniya. That's the second patur. The chain of Avram Tzivos Dalet Amos Asof Dalet Amos Enachay Bat Shiyakor Kashiur Mitzad Zevi Anichenu Mitzad Acheres. Sounds like the Rambam has the requirement of a stack, a stature-filled hotzah, which can be accomplished either by the transition or by the quantitative amount, and which in either case requires a certain quantity of chefetza. So the Rambam also thinks it's one av malacha, but not both based on chilul prashus. The chilul prashus is only important as a compensation for lack of dalet amos in a way. In a way, dalet amos becomes the paradigm. I don't literally mean it, but in a certain sense, dalet amos is more of a paradigm than rishus harab and rishus hayachid. Okay. Anyways, if that's true, that also explains the Mishnah and the lack of a 40th of malacha. In any case, in the larger list of problems, Kotesh for Rashi according to the Ritva, Zomer, Zorea Notea for Rashi according to the Ritva as well. Okay. Two other points to make about the Mishnah before we start with Zorea. Three other points quickly. And that is the order. The Bavli Yerushalmi already discussed the question of Zorea and Choresh, which should come first. And of course, when we get to the Gemara, but we already know it about the Sidur, the Pas, the inclusion of Ofa instead of Bishol, and again, the organization of the Mishnah in terms of Sidur, the Pas. Whether that's just a mnemonic device without any substantive meaning, or Sidur, the Pas, plays a role. We suggested, according to one possibility, to explain Rashi about Kotesh, Rashi is explaining that even though in Bishul Samamonim, Kotesh is Chashuv, because it's not Chashuv in the Sidur of the Pas, in Afia, therefore it's not an Av Malacha, even in Samamonim. So Rashi is saying that the organization of the Mishnah reflects Chashivus. And Sidur of the Pas isn't just a mnemonic device. Okay. That's one whole issue. The other issue is the organization and formulation of certain things. So one is Hotzah, at the very end of the list. That's striking, because one would have thought that the list should have ended with the Makom HaPatish. And the Masechta actually begins, the Masechta begins with Hotzah. So this would, of course, lend credence to the Malacha Gru idea, the fact that Hotzah is completely separated from the other Malachas. It's even after Makom HaPatish. One wanted to suggest that, especially if there's a different limud, according to some Rishonim, it's not just a Havamina that Hotzah is a Malacha Grua. Hotzah really does operate differently. Achronim particularly like this idea that Malacha Grua isn't just why we need Psukim to preclude a misconception that it wouldn't be a Malacha, but that it remains a different kind of Malacha. And for that reason, it's based on different pasuk. Just to highlight it with one Shita. Some of the Rishonim explain that according to the Mandamar, Ein Eruv HaHotzah, L'Yom Tov, that it's based on the fact that Hotzah is a Malacha Grua. According to that Mandamar, we don't pass like that Mandamar, but according to that Mandamar, it's based on that. And some of them go a step further, the Ra'ah, the Rajba in Beitza, and Tosa Rosh in Shabbos, HaBeisam and Aleph, and they say, after all, Shabbos is not a Malacha. So the question is, what do you mean it's not a Malacha? Lo sa'asa kol Malacha. It is a Malacha. I mean, it's a Malacha, even if you say it's a Malacha Grua, but it's included in the Parsha of Lo sa'asa kol Malacha. So I thought that what the Rishonim mean is that by Kali Ha'am Mehavi, Ba'amalacha Ha'isa Dayam, which is the other, if you look at the Gemara in Sadi Bab Medeis in Shabbos, the Gemara says, how do you know Hotzah? By Kali Ha'am Mehavi. So the Gir Savra Haigon and Rabbeinu Chananel is how do you know not how do you know Hotzah is Asa? How do you know Hotzah is a Malacha? And if you look here in Sadi Bam Medeis, how do you know Hotzah? Our Gemara reads Nechi Zrika told it Hotzah Gufa Hechaksiva. And how do you know it's Asur? It's an Av Malacha. But the Girsa of Rabbi Haigon is Hotzah Minolah Nahavam Malacha. And if you look at the Rambam also, the Rambam in Pirshim Shnayis, on the base in Shabbos, and the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, says Hotzah, the emphasis in both cases is very unique. Hotzah Rishus Lashus Melacha Me'avos Melachosi. The Rambam never introduces like that. You just see quotes of the other Melachos. Hamavir, Zoreach, he doesn't say Hamavir Melacha Me'avos Me'avos Melachosi. And this is where he starts in Pirshim Shnayis also. And that's what he says in Uchashkaris. Meaning, and the Ramban has this line in that base. The Ramban says, you know, one might have thought that maybe Hatzah is Asur, but it's not necessarily a Malacha. So clearly, Rav Haigon's Girsa in the Gemara and the mentality that underlies it is driving the Ramban. You can almost, once you know Rav Haigon, you know that's what the Ramban says. That's what the Gemara asks, not how do you know it's Asur. How do you know it's a Malacha? And what's the answer? Rav Malacha is a Daya. So I think according to some Rishonim, in the end of the day, what we say is, Shabbos doesn't derive from Asasa Kol Malacha. It derives from the Hamalacha HaYisadayim. That's why it's a Malacha. Now you could still say, the Maskar or Maskar, that proves, since it says Hamalacha HaYisadayim, that it's included in Asasa Kol Malacha. And then the Nafkamina are going to be downplayed. But it remains possible, at least for some people, to say, the reason Hotzah is a Malacha is because of Hamalacha HaYisadayim. That, again, that works with our discussion of the Rambam and the Chagos, right? The fact that Hotzah is Bitol Kulo in Parhalim Davar Shel Tzibur, as opposed to the other Malachos, which are Kiyum Miktsas Bitol Miktsas. Because the other Malachos are all Losasakom Malacha. They're all part of that. So unless you deny everything, you haven't denied everything. But Malacha, the only reason that Shabbos is Malacha and Malachos is because a Malacha is a Dayan, not for the parts of Losasa Kol Malacha, or the only reason that it gets into Losasa Kol Malacha is because of a Malacha is a Dayan, then in a way you're being Okar Sakol. I think that's consistent in the Rambam. So the point is, if this is true, so then you could explain why Hotzah, not just Hotzah is a Malacha Grua, so it's separated from all the Malachos. Right? It's even after Makom HaPatish. You know, I like to explain that, you know, because something has to be last on the list. So you could say, you know, you're making a fuss about, you know, something has to be last. Let it be Hotzah. But in this case, methodologically, Makom HaPatish should have been last on the list. It's Makom HaPatish. It's Gemara Malacha. Hotzah should not have been last on the list. If it's last on the list, it's separated. It's last on the list and first in the Masechta. So I'm arguing not only because it's Malacha Grua, but because in a way it's really singular. Its source is different, and maybe its status is different. Maybe there are significant halachic nafkamina, even the Maskon. Okay, so that's one point. The second point is about the Makom HaPatish itself. The second to last, or the last from another point of view, raises the question, again, something has to be last, it might as well be Makom HaPatish. But Makom HaPatish also stands out as being singular in that on the one hand it's described by its tzura, Makom HaPatish, more so than any other malacha, which is a tzura that signifies a tachlis ha-malacha. So re is an action, but it's a concept. Choresh is an action, but it's a concept. Ma'amar is an action, but it's a concept. And so on. Makom HaPatish is just an action. There's no concept. In words, that is. Ironically, it's pure tzura in its description of the Mishnah, and it's pure tachlis in what it's really about. It's not about Makom HaPatish. That's totally beside the point. As the Gemara says in Ayin Ayin Beis, it's about Gemara Malacha. So as Gemara Malacha, it's a fitting end to the Malachos, which makes the Hotzah issue acute. But at the same time, we wonder whether it isn't unique and singular by virtue of the fact that it doesn't really have a tzura. And this is particularly true if it isn't really Gemara Malacha after all. The Gemara calls it Gemara Malacha. Does the Gemara mean it literally has to be Gemara Malacha? Or that's usually what it is in 90% of the cases, but that's really a reflection of something much more basic. The Rambam, for example, and Rashi, here in the Mishnah, what does Rashi say about Makom HaPatish? Who gemar kol malacha, shekein uman makom akurnas al sadal machliko v'gemar malacha, masnisa nami v'mechayv lo v'gemar malacha. So the one he says gar malacha, but on the other hand he says uman makom akurnas al sadal machliko. That, of course, is a reference, okay, we'll try to discuss more detail, but that's a reference to the Sugya Nabonah, that's from Shimon ben Gamliel. Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, Beginning of Avoda. Afal Makib Kudus Alasada Mishas Locha Kaibu Deshu Kimitake Mala. And if you look at the Gemara later on, Gemara Kuv Gilam and Aleph, so the Gemara struggles with Rav Shimon on the Yod. Rashi and the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, particularly the Kapach version of Rashi, quote Rav Shimon Gamliel, who don't paskin like, or we see Kapach edition paskins like him here in Pirush Mishnayos. Later on Kuv Gimel, they don't paskin like him, but here they do. They bring Rav Shimon Gamliel into the forefront of Makib Apatish. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not necessarily Gemara Malacha. It's like there are two kirsos in the Mishnah and Kuv Gimel, but the Pashtus, it's not Gemar Malacha, it's Metake Malacha. He means the guy is, either he's practicing, or he's wants to straighten out his hammer for the next phase, so he won't ruin the, you know, his Merade, the Tassim of the Mishkan. In the Rambam, it's perfectly clear that there are cases of Makib Apatish which are not Gemar Malacha. Indeed, the Ramban attacks Rashi here. Tosfos attacks Rashi also, but who has the Ramban? Go ahead. Rabban goes on the other extreme. Go ahead.
Here's Rashi, I think Gemar Malacha, Shekin Ha'umar Maka Laseden, Bish'as Gemar Malacha. Then you have the Atamla, Shekin Gemar Malacha, El Imun Yadav Shaluman, Bechia Gav Malav Malacha, Yikidi Isa Behed Yav Rish Parakabon.
Now what he ignores, and what's to say, he goes the other extreme, he's ignoring, that is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Gemara says that originally Gemara thought Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was a man's exercising, you know, he's getting himself ready. The Gemara says, no, that's not what he's doing, he's making sure that the smooth surface to the hammer. Okay, good. So it's not ma'amin yadav exactly. Meaning Ramban ki'ilu's mitaleim, you know, ignores Rav Shimon Gamliel and makes Rav Shimon Gamliel even more extreme than he is. But he's right about the fact that it's Rav Shimon Gamliel and that it's not Gemar. But the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, Tvus Kapach in particular, Rambam says even Shovin and Bedakdek is Makib Apatish. That's certainly not Gemar Malacha. The point is, if it isn't really Gemar, so what's it doing in the end? What that shows, what that may show is that Makib Apatish, and even if it is Gemar, this may be true. Makib Apatish isn't just the last, and therefore Gemar Malachot so belongs as the last of the Malachot. But then it is different. It's about, like a Tolda in a way, it's a Taklis B'litzura. And maybe even a step more than that. It's about whatever importance is lended to the process by this action, irrespective of what that really is. It may be like a catch-all, we'll try to develop it later when we get to Makib Apatish, we'll build it up as we see more and more cases, a catch-all for chashivos, a kind of a generical sasa kol malacha when you have nothing else to label it as. And therefore it could be trained, the Gemara originally thought it could be training, we're training. It's not doing anything. Doing things that make the rest of the malacha, that facilitate the rest of the malacha, or that are chashuv b'shabbos. So hotzah may be unique in the end, makib apatish may be unique. Food for thought, at least. Other mishnayos think, no, it's gemar malacha, that's its tachlis, if not its tzura, and it becomes a regular malacha. We'll see if there are nafkamina as we go on. The third thing to note, and the fourth, this we just, is number one, Tosis's question on ayin gimel and aleph. Both Tosas' points. Ha'osa shnei batei nir. Tosas says, Tzarech lefaresh, lama pirish kanu ba'oreg u'potzeya, u'katofer, b'koseh, shiur, tvemi b'shar. If our shiur and nukh shabbos, something I spoke about this morning a little bit, if our shiur and nukh shabbos, so why are these four listed in the Mishnah? We'll speak about that a little bit tomorrow. And of course, the other similar question, why isn't certain of the malachos in the Mishnah are almanas, and the others are not? And that's what Tosa speaks about on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, which we've already touched on in the context of Mekalkal, the Malach Shein Tzvich and the Gruba. So let's just speak about those quickly, and then we'll start with Zorayim. And tomorrow will be 1 o'clock, because I have something earlier. I'll try to make up maybe later in the week for the Hashkafah. It's okay. Tomorrow I should be. Try between 10:30 and 12.
It's not so clear.
Did the Gemara say also?
Just plugging it back in tomorrow. Even the Gemara says, but in Kishan, they explicit that even if it's not that it's a five giants. So different suggestions of the
even the not so sure, but no, it's likely to be correct. The Rishonim may anyway, just like Rishonim has the Balaram, Rishonim is something more liberal in general. Less Mishkan oriented and more liberal in general.
And disparity as well.
Yeah, what do you want? We'll see the pattern.
Thank you.